Join us on Shifting with Shefali to connect, shift, and integrate to create a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Shefali will share her wisdom, teachings, and processes to inspire and enlighten you to a new way of being. Each show, Shefali will help you shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. A life where you shine in your magnificent brilliance. Shefali is a healer, intuitive coach, author, and entrepreneur, as well as the host of the popular global telesummit series, Awaken to Happiness Now. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio. Thank you so much for being here with me live or listening on demand. So today, you know, I wanted to talk about some new things. You know, this is now February, a new month, beginning of a new month. You know, January is over. So how many of us have progressed, you know, on our supposed resolutions? I don't like resolutions myself. I just like, you know, intentions, right? What were my inspired intentions for the year? And how am I doing on those, right? Am I moving forward? Am I stuck? You know, what's going on? So for me right now, what's happening is I'm actually going back to my roots. Part of this year for me is about being visible. And being visible means many things to many different people, right? But for me, it means sharing more of who I am, not hiding behind a facade, not hiding behind a persona, but actually integrating all of me and sharing that, right? Shining my brilliance for the world to see and benefit from. So, you know, one of the things about me that you don't know, most people don't, because I've always been such a private person. You know, I have an image that I portray to the world, but I'm very private, so I don't really share a lot. It's really strange. But now, you know, I'm starting to share more of who I am. So part of that comes down to really my roots. You know, where did I come from? You know, how was I raised? What were my influences, right? So I thought I would start off sharing a little bit of that with you. I know I'm saying a lot of because I'm just thinking this is not rehearsed. This was not planned. This is just live, right? So I was actually, if you don't know, I was born in India. I came to Canada when I was about 6. So my upbringing, you know, has been kind of melded, right? The Eastern with the Western, because I did all of my schooling and everything growing up in Canada. And my parents are very open and liberal, you know, not strict in any way. So I was able to just take on what feels good to me, what works for me, and leave behind what doesn't, right? So I was able to adopt certain values, certain ways of being, certain cultural norms that that resonated with me. And so it's a good thing, right? So I took some of the Indian stuff, I took some of the Canadian stuff, and here you have me. So one of those things for me is, you know, is meditation and yoga and the chakras and all of that wisdom, right? I've been going to India back and forth for a long time, since I was, I guess, 16, because I came to Canada when I was 6, and I think my first trip back was when I was 16. And since then, I have always been enamored by the country, but more so by the energy of the Himalayas. I've never been south, believe it or not. I was born in the New Delhi area, or 2 hours northeast of it, I'm not sure, but 2 hours from New Delhi. And so it's, I've always ever gone north, and I love that energy. It's fresh, it's clean, it's peaceful. It's, it regenerates me big time. And so my soul now is like calling me. It's like, it's time to go back. It's time to go back. We'll see when that happens. But I thought I would start sharing a little bit more of what's important for me from that culture, right? Or that is who I am, right? So I do meditate. I do yoga from time to time. I love chanting. I love reading spiritual texts, you know, Indian texts, as well as, you know, Christian. But right now we're talking about that, right? So I love to talk about the chakras and how they function in our lives and how we can use them to navigate the shift. So today's topic is called, Can Your Superpowers Help You to Navigate the Shift? Right? And so what are your superpowers that I'm talking about? You know, so that's what we're going to talk about today, about these superpowers, for example. So I just wanted to start off by saying as well, you know, I'm hearing from so many people at this time that they're feeling a little uneasy, that they don't know what's going to happen. It seems like they're standing on the precipice of something, but they don't know what. So, you know, it's strange, right? Something is coming, they don't know what. And for some people, this is bringing up a lot of fear and uncertainty. And for others, it's bringing up feelings of excitement and expectation. So some people are feeling very creative and others are feeling stuck. So what are you feeling right now? You know, what are you experiencing in your reality? Tap into that right now. How are you feeling? So would you like to experience more ease and flow regardless of what is happening around you? You know, would you like to be a creator of your life rather than just reacting to all of the drama? And so you may not realize that you have many powers that are available to you to navigate the shift with ease. Do you know what they are? Do you know that they can help you to have more abundance, ease, grace, and flow in your life and business? And you're probably thinking, no, that's why I'm listening to this, right? So, you know, I am going to be doing a live webinar on Friday, February the 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern. And it's called Discover Your Superpowers, Powerful Tools to Create Your Life with Ease, Grace, and Flow. And in this powerful live webinar, you'll be learning about the superpowers and how you can use them to overcome obstacles in your life. You'll learn how to use them to push past your fears and resistance in your life and business. And I'll be taking you through live energetic processes to clear and release what has been holding you back from living and creating the life that you want. And I'll take you through a process to upgrade your field to give you greater access to these superpowers so that you can tune into them at will. And if you can't attend live, that's okay. You will have access to the recording, but only if you register for the webinar. And all of the energetic processes will continue to work on the replay as well. And so, you know, the energies are really building up to make this year better than ever, right? And do you want to finally get unstuck and become unstoppable? Right, you can, and your superpowers can help you do just that. So to find out more about this live webinar, you can go to shefaliburns.com/DYSP. That's shefaliburns.com/DYSP. And I look forward to sharing this time with you and sharing tools, wisdom, and energetic processes to help you navigate the shift. But for today, what do I want to talk about today, right? So this crazy shift that's happening right now, and we're hearing about this everywhere, right? That, you know, the energy is building up. There's solar flares going on, and we're now getting into February, and it's going to be the year of the monkey in the Chinese astrology. So that's gearing up. I think that's coming around on the 8th of February. So there's a lot building, right, in this energy. And how are you handling it? Like, what are you doing for yourself to make life easier? So I just want to ask you that quickly. What are you doing? Or are you just, you know, stumbling around, hoping that everything will be okay, right? Are you being proactive or are you being reactive, right? Or do you not know what to do? Are you feeling lost, right? There are many things you can do. And I've talked about some of those things on the shows before. But, you know, one of the things that I always recommend is drink some water, get present, get grounded, right? So right now, you know, I'm on the show and I'm talking to all of you and I'm drinking water, right? It helps the energy to continue to flow, right? Flow and recirculate instead of getting stuck in one place. But also I recommend going for a walk. You know, if you can go for a walk for 10 minutes every day. And if you can't go outside, do it in the house. You know, like if you have stairs, you can just walk up and down the stairs for 10 minutes. Anything just to get the energy moving, right? If you can take a look at the sun, you know, be in the sunshine for a few minutes every day, that will help you. That helps me big time. I love it. So those are some things that you can do right now. And, you know, I've talked about, of course, I've talked about the gratitude journal, right? I've talked about, you know, being grateful and how that is so important to help you be elevated and raise your vibration. Because as we know, as we raise our vibration, we get unstuck really fast, right? And it's about taking time just to be present and dreaming. Believe it or not, daydreaming will help you to get unstuck. You know, so what I like to do sometimes is I will just sit and have a cup of tea. And if I can look outside while I'm having my cup of tea, I look outside. And as I'm looking outside, I'll just think about, imagine what I would like to create. And create means really, how do I want my life to be, right? So I just imagine in some area of my life, how I would like it to be different, right? I'm happy the way it is right now, absolutely. But there are some things that I'd like to change, right? There are some things that I'd like to be different. So, you know, just imagining that and seeing, feeling, imagining how that would look, how that would feel. And it's mostly about the feeling emotionally. How does that feel? How does it make you feel? Right? So that is a great way to get unstuck as well, by just daydreaming. You know, it's a powerful process. So I invite you to try that as well. So we'll be back in just a minute, back here on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yolito Pasquale and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. We are back here on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio. Thank you so much for being here. And I thought I would share a little bit more about myself because, let's face it, sometimes you may not know who I am and what it is that I do, right? So I am a transformation consultant, a catalyst for change, and an entrepreneurial mindset expert. I'm a speaker, author, intuitive healer, life and business coach, founder and creator and host of Awaken to Happiness Now Global Telesummit, and the host of this show, Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio. And I use my intuition and energy mastery to help my clients align with the truth of who they are as powerful beings here to experience their greatest life. I'm able to transmit vibration and frequency in order to transmute energy that is not serving my clients in order for them to be in greater alignment with their soul and shine in the world. And my popular coaching program, Shine Signature, has helped thousands of people around the world truly love their lives. And I facilitate an unstoppable entrepreneurial mindset so that my clients can have more money, more time, and more freedom. My clients are able to go to the next level in business and life through my transformation processes. So, you know, when I'm talking about stuff on the show, for example, some of the energy processes and so on that I do on the show, it's because I have over 25 years of experience, of wisdom, because I've been meditating and working with energy for over 25 years. And, you know, some of it has been not so easy. Some of it has been amazing, right? So we're all growing and evolving and upgrading all the time. And part of that has to do with where we are in our process of growth, right? So sometimes, you know, people talk about the chakras, right? So I'm going to talk about the chakras. And I just want to say, like, you know, I say chakra because that's how you will understand me. But, you know, I am Indian. And so for me, it's really chakra, right? So it's sometimes strange for me to hear people saying these Indian Sanskrit words in a different context, right? So I thought I would talk a little bit about these chakras and how all that works, just, you know, in general, just so you have an idea, right? And sometimes, you know, when we work with the chakras to balance them, to upgrade them, to energize them, to clear them, we can push past our fears and life challenges. So, you know, understanding the mind-body energy system, which is the chakra system, is the first step to overcoming obstacles and stagnancy or stuckness in your life, right? So if you're feeling stuck, you know, maybe it's time to look at something a little bit different, right? So what is a chakra? What is a chakra, right? Literally, it's a wheel or a disc, or I call it a vortex, a circle, a cycle, right? A wheel of energy, you know, that is in your energy body, you know? And, you can imagine a swirling wheel of energy, and it keeps you vibrant, healthy, and alive. And the clearer it is, and more vibrant it is, the less guck you have in your energy field and in your body, right? And in your life, right? So everything is always moving. And that's why, I talk about movement a lot. I talk about going for a walk, right? I talk about drinking water to keep the energy moving, right? So so it's really important that there are seven main chakras. There's many, many more, but we'll talk really briefly about the seven main chakras that we do have, right? But there's so many, like we can't even count how many there are. But there are seven, the major ones that affect us. The minor ones affect other people like myself, but the major ones affect all of us, right? And if there's a blockage or stuckness, you know, or if there's stagnancy in that chakra, then the energy cannot flow freely, right? And so when the energy is not flowing as freely as it could, that's when you start to have or could have certain problems, issues, right? So just to give you an overview, because we want you to get unstuck, right? We want you to move past your challenges and to be open to new possibilities and have more awareness of the chakras so that you'll know what to do, so that you have tools and resources, right? And you can do it yourself if you want to. So there are seven, like I said, there are seven main chakras, and they start at the base of the spine and they go all the way up to the crown of the head. And so these swirling wheels of energy, they also correspond to some massive nerve centers in the body. So each of the seven main chakras contain bundles of nerves and major organs, as well as, you know, psychological, emotional, mental, and spiritual states of being. So we'll talk briefly about that. So like I said, let's talk about the seven. Let's talk just, you know, the root chakras at the base of the spine. And it really, you know, it has to do with stability and security in our basic needs. You know, everyone, or not everyone, a lot of people talk about not having abundance, right? And so most likely their root chakra is, could be blocked. It could be yucky, not a really technical term, but it may not be as open as they would like it to be, or the energy may not be flowing as smoothly as they would like it to be. But when it is open and clear, then we feel safe and fearless. And that's how we want to feel, right? And so then the second chakra is our sacral chakra, and it's just below the navel, and it's responsible, you know, for creative expression, but it's also responsible for relationships and a lot of emotions, right? And then the third chakra is the solar plexus chakra, and that's our source of personal power. Our willpower is there. So if we don't have a strong will or strong willpower, it could be that that chakra needs a little bit of love, right? A little bit of attention. And then, of course, we have the heart chakra. And to me, that is one of the, you know, one of the most powerful. It's the bridge between the three lower chakras and the three upper chakras. And it's our source of love and connection to mankind, to humanity, to oneness, right? And then the fifth chakra is the throat chakra. And it's our, it's about expression, verbal expression, ability to speak our highest truth. It also actually, it's about communication, right? So if, you know, I know a lot of you are empaths and a lot of you are wanting to enhance your intuition and so on. So it's about communication with your guides, communication with your higher self, communication with other beings. This chakra has to be more open, as well as the rest. But this is the one where, you know, if you're going to be doing any work with guides and so on, you want to have this chakra open as well. And then the sixth chakra is between the eyebrows, the brow chakra. It's referred to the third eye. It's our center of intuition, right? So yeah, you're working on your intuition, but if you want to express what's coming through, you need to have the throat chakra open as well. So, you know, little tricks, right? And then the seventh chakra is the crown chakra at the crown of the head. And this is the chakra of enlightenment and spiritual connection, right? The spiritual connection to your higher selves, others, and the divine. And again, if you'd like to communicate with those beings, including yourself, you need to have the crown chakra be open as well as the throat chakra so that you can have that two-way communication, right? So, you know, this is what it's about. These are just the seven, and these are, this is basic information right now just to tell you what they are and where they are in the body, right? But there's more to that than, more to it than just that, right? You want to know how they feel, right? So when you tune into them, you want to know how they feel. You want to know what to do to upgrade them, right? To work with them consciously so that you can have more ease in your life, right? So I'll just talk really briefly about some of these things too. So for the root chakra, you know, it's about support and stability, right? So you may want to, you know, so what can you do to upgrade it, right? I mean, I have many tools, right? But you can start off with just walking, grounding into Mother Nature, right? Having that connection with nature. That is a great way to start feeling that connection, right? And then with the sacral chakra, it's about expressing yourself in your relationships, honoring pleasure senses, you know, honoring having fun, you know, being creative. So if that means playing music, or if that means painting, or it's about playing like a child, you know, not being afraid of it. That's one way, anyways, to do that quickly is just, you know, do something creative, right? And then the solar plexus, it's about your inner fire, your willpower, right? So you may want to do, you know, and that's something, you know, if you have self-esteem issues or self-confidence issues, you know, then you definitely want to strengthen that, right? And so, you know, breathing is a big one for that, you know. So breathing deeply into your stomach area, you know, instead of, you know, because we do in the Western world, we do a lot of shallow breathing. It just stays above at the chest. So breathe deeply into your stomach area will help you to enhance and upgrade that chakra. And I mean, there's, today I'm just telling you some basics of what's possible, right? But there's a lot more that we can get into for each of these chakras to help to balance them and upgrade them and clear them, right? And later on in the show, I'm going to be doing a energetic process to help you to clear these chakras and upgrade them and balance them as well. And of course, there's the heart chakra, you know, and then that's all about loving. You know, giving love to others, you know, love and compassion to others. And part of that has to do with the gratitude journal. I talk about that on almost every show. So we'll be talking a little bit more when we come back here on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. This is Shefali Burns on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio. And we are at the moment talking about some of your superpowers. So we're talking about some of the chakras and just basic information about what they are, where they are, and what you can do to start to upgrade them yourself, right? So we've already talked about the root chakra at the base of the spine. We've talked about the sacral chakra. That's just below the navel. We've talked about the solar plexus, right? Just above the navel. And we talked about the heart chakra, right? In the middle of your heart. So now we're talking about the throat chakra, which is the fifth chakra. And this is the first of the three spiritual chakras. And we talked about this a little bit. We said it was about communication, right? Expressing yourself from a higher form of communication, right? So we talked about this is where you want to be expanded enough so that when you do, you know, have conversations with your higher self or with guides or so on, that you can express that information more clearly, right? So this is about expressing your truth as well, right? So, you know, how many of you are not talking about what's really important to you? How many of you are holding your tongue, right? I'm sure you've all heard that saying, right? Holding your tongue. But this is about speaking your truth with compassion, right? And being okay with that, loving yourself enough to share what's important for you. And so, you know, what can you do now for that, right? So I'm finding I'm wearing a lot of blue. So the color for the throat chakra is blue, and I'm wearing a lot of blue, and I'm also communicating a lot, right? So I have this radio show, I have my telesummit series, I write a weekly blog and a newsletter, so, and I'm talking to a lot of my clients, you know, so a lot of communication is happening. So I'm really focused on the throat chakra at the moment for myself. It's interesting, right? It changes, it evolves, right? So you can start off by wearing something blue. That's a simple way to start to get in touch with your throat chakra. And then the sixth chakra is the brow, at the brow. It's the third eye. And this is a spiritual chakra as well, which means beyond wisdom. But it's where your intuition sits, right? Your intuitive wisdom sits. And this opens you up to clairvoyance, lucid dreaming, visualization, and so on. So there's, you know, so many of us use this chakra in our work, right? so many of us are intuitive, you know. So, for example, I am clairvoyant. I'm also clairsentient. I'm also claircognizant. So, you know, which means I see, I know, I feel, and sometimes I hear. So sometimes I'm clairaudient as well, right? So it's about expanding all of these senses, you know, and the easiest one I find for me, I guess, is the intuition at the brow. So when I was first starting out in this field of spirituality and meditation and so on, you know, I would sit down to meditate and automatically my focus would go to the brow and it wouldn't move. Like my brow was just open, right? So when I'm other teachers would tell me, you know, focus on your heart space, you know, and so on, I tried, but nothing would happen. It's like, I can't feel my heart. It just goes straight to the brow. My brow is a lot stronger, right? And that's okay. So I was quite aware of how that felt. But it's just basically, you know, in the middle of your eyebrows, just a little bit above your eyebrows, there's a little indentation, actually, that you can feel with your finger. And you can focus on that, right? So, you know, some of the things that I use as well for the brow is essential oils, right? So sometimes I'll put lavender on my brow. Sometimes I'll put frankincense on my brow as well. You know, so there's interesting different things you can do to open up your brow chakra even more. And so the seventh chakra is the crown chakra at the top of your head, at the crown. And it's our source of enlightenment and spiritual connection to all that is, you know, it's a connection to your higher self, to oneness, to every being on the planet and divine energy. So when I'm doing, work, channeling, transmitting energy and vibration, my crown chakra is open so that the energy can flow through me and to you. So that's how I work. And also when I'm, you know, getting channeled wisdom, it comes in through the crown chakra. So, you know, some people think it's really difficult to work with the crown chakra. It's really not. It's just about imagining it, seeing it open, you know, just being open with that, right? And there's different things you can do for the crown chakra as well, but it all comes down to as well forgiveness, right? Compassion, showing humility, you know, loving yourself, you know, and being of service. So these are just some ways that you can be of service to both yourself and humanity, to the world, right? And so the crown chakra is, you know, for me, again, you know, it's another one that was simple. Like, it's, you know, I felt it quite easily. I didn't really have too many problems with it. So if anything, I think the one that I did not feel myself very easily was the heart chakra. And so what does that mean to feel it, right? So at the root, you know, when you're concentrating on your root chakra at the base of your spine, you may feel a pulsation, you know, you may feel pulsing there. And, you know, and that's power, right? That's powerful. Or in your solar plexus, you may feel butterflies, right? Something like that. It just depends on each person how they feel and whether you feel the energy in the front of your body or in the back of your body, because it's both, right? It's not just in one spot. We're multidimensional beings. And, you know, these chakras are, I just mentioned the seven, but we also have chakras in our hands, right? In our wrists, in our feet, at our ankles, at our knees. We also have these chakras outside our physical body, you know, really like a foot out, that are there as well, you know. So you may not know about them and you may never hear about them, but they exist and they are affecting you in some way, right? So I, for example, did you know that this is a little bit beyond the basics, but did you know that there's a chakra between your heart center and your solar plexus? I'm getting the answer is no. But there's one there, right? There's a chakra behind your neck, right? There's a chakra behind the back of your head. There's chakras in the front of your head and in front of your brow. You know, so there's many, right? And these, we can use these to our advantage to help us to grow, to help us to be more open, to help us navigate the shifts with more ease, right? So, for example, you know, if you are not experiencing a lot of abundance and flow in your life, you may want to focus on your root center as well as your heart center, right? Because it should always be in combination. You know, it's not just the root. You know, you want to do it with the heart center as well so that it'll be a balancing bridge, right? And so here's a little bit more complicated things that you may not be aware of, but, you know, the root center has a corresponding link to the crown, and the sacral center has a corresponding link to the brow, and the solar plexus has a corresponding link to the throat center. And then, of course, the heart center is the bridge that balances everything, the upper and lower. So there's a lot of work that we can do with that as well. And I'm sure, you know, you've all heard that the seven chakras, you know, the seven main chakras are, you know, different colors associated with them. Like I just talked about, I talked about the throat center, you know, saying how, you know, if you'd like to feel more at ease with communication, wear blue, right? So the root center is associated with the color red. And so if you were to wear more red, you would find your root center be stimulated and become more active, right? And your sacral chakra, the color is orange, and the solar plexus is yellow, and the heart chakra is green. A lot of times people say pink, but the heart chakra is green. There is a higher heart chakra just above at the thymus, which is pink. And then the throat chakra is blue. The brow, the third eye, is indigo. And then the crown is violet. And then, you know, there are also chakras above the crown, right? That have different colors associated with them as well. Higher chakras above the main seven. So, you know, when you start to wear these colors and be conscious of them, you'll start to see how things are changing. So I know that for myself, for a couple of years, I was wearing purple all the time. I mean, I had a lot of purple in my closet, right? So at that time, I was focused on my crown chakra. And like I said, right now it's blue. But, you know, I don't really have a lot of orange in my closet at all. I do not have orange. I do not have red. So those are colors that I don't necessarily have to wear, but I can use other tools to help to clear those and upgrade those and open those chakras, right? I don't have a lot of yellow either, but I do like to go out and look at the sun a lot when the sun comes out. But like I said, there are other things I can do if I don't have those colors in my closet, you know, and if I don't want to wear them, right? So I do remember that when I would wear red, for example, or see the color red, and you've heard this, it would kind of make me angry, right? And so that is kind of associated with the root chakra. So you may want to look at that. So, you know, we've all heard the stories of the bull. The bull sees red and he goes crazy, right? Well, sometimes that can happen with us as well. So it's really important to be conscious of the colors that we're wearing and the colors that we're looking at, right? So it's not just about wearing, but what are we looking at? So in your office, in your homes, what colors are predominant? You know, what are you focusing on? So like I said, I love to look out the window and see green. I love greenery, nature, you know, and that's the color of the heart chakra. You know, and so that really makes me feel good. It makes me feel connected, right? And so I enjoy that a lot. Okay, we'll be back in just a few minutes and here on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your hosts on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio. And I cannot believe how fast the time has gone today. Oh, my goodness. So I wanted to share a process with you all to, you know, do an activation and transmission and infusion of frequencies and energies to balance and upgrade your chakras. So let's get started. I can't believe the time has just flown by. So I'm just going to invite you to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And again, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Perfect. Now this is just going to help you to center and clear your energy field. So we're going to bring in and fill up your entire being with some new frequencies, energies, and vibrations from Source, Creator, Universe, new energies to balance and upgrade your chakras to help you begin to really enjoy life and living and to help you create your new reality. So we're going to start off at the root chakra, at the base of the spine. So just put your focus there the best you can. Take a deep breath. And we're going to bring in the color scarlet red. And we're going to fill up that chakra with red, red, red color and the frequencies of radiant health, vitality, and stability, and prosperity and financial success. So if you would like these energies and frequencies, all you have to do is just please say yes. Yes, yes, yes. So these energies are now coming in and filling up your root chakra. So just take a deep breath and receive. And my intention is that these energies will continue to flow until you have received everything that you're ready for at this time. So now we're going to move up to the sacral chakra at the navel area. So just move your focus there. And we're going to bring in the color bright orange. And we're going to bring in the frequencies of passion and creativity and harmony. So if you'd like these energies and qualities, just please say yes, 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 yes. So these frequencies are now coming through and filling up your sacral chakra. So just take a deep breath and receive. Perfect, beautiful. And now we're going to move up to the solar plexus chakra at the solar plexus area just above the navel. So just focus there. And we're going to bring in the color yellow. And we're going to bring in the frequencies of confidence, personal power, and wisdom. So if you'd like these, just please say yes. Yes, yes, yes. So these frequencies are now coming through and coming in and filling up your solar plexus chakra as needed. So just take a deep breath and receive. And now we're moving up to the heart chakra in the middle of the chest. So just focus there. And we're going to bring in the color green. Lots and lots of green. And we're going to bring in the frequency of gratitude, generosity, forgiveness, and compassion. So if you'd like these energies, just say yes. Yes, yes, yes. So these energies are now coming in and filling up your heart chakra. Just take a deep breath and receive. Beautiful. Now we're moving up to the throat chakra. At your throat center. So just focus there. And we're going to bring in the frequencies and color of blue. Sky blue, light blue. And we're going to bring in the frequencies of charisma, communication, and truth. So if you'd like these, please say yes now. Yes, yes, yes. So these energies are now coming through and filling up your throat chakra. So just take a deep breath and receive. We're now going to move up to the third eye at the brow, between the eyebrows. So just put your attention and focus there gently. And we're going to bring in the color indigo, filling up that brow chakra with the color indigo. And we're going to bring in the energy and frequencies of intuition and vision and imagination. So if you like these, please say yes now. Yes, yes, yes. So they are now coming through and filling up your third eye chakra. So just take a deep breath to receive fully. And now we're moving up to the crown chakra at the top of your head, at the crown. And we're going to bring in the color violet. Lots and lots of violet. And we're going to bring in the frequencies of peace, illumination, and divine will. So if you'd like these, please say yes now. Yes, yes, yes. Perfect. They're coming in now and filling up your crown chakra. So just take a deep breath and receive. Beautiful. And I always like to bring in some extra energies. So we're going to bring in the energy and frequency of gold, the energy and frequencies of diamonds, the energy and frequencies of sparkles, and joy, and love, and happiness, peace, and abundance and prosperity. So if you'd like these, just say yes now. Beautiful. So I just want you to take a few deep breaths just to center. And so how does it feel in your body now that your chakras have been cleared, balanced, and upgraded? Just focus on your heart center. Just take a deep breath into your heart and just feel the difference that you feel now. Because there is a difference. And from this beautiful space, I invite you to send out blessings and love to your loved ones, your friends, your family, and yourself. And I'd like you to see yourself receiving this love and blessings back. Because you are worthy. You are deserving of this love. And you are loved. You are loved unconditionally. So just take a few more deep breaths and just come back to total physical body awareness. And you can slowly open up your eyes and just enjoy this connection. Enjoy this spaciousness. Enjoy this peace. And this is just a sample, a taste of the kind of energy work that I do, the transmissions that I do. And of course, these are available through me as well. So I just want to, again, invite you to join me on my webinar on Friday, February 5th, where we will be talking about your 7 superpowers, discovering your superpowers, and, you know, giving you more ways so that to show you how your superpowers can help you to navigate the shift, right? And like I said, if you can't attend live, that's okay. There will be a recording. So please do go to ShefaliBurns.com/DYSP. That's ShefaliBurns.com/DYSP. And you can register there. And then once you do, you will be able to receive the recording or have access to the recording. So, you know, be sure to join in live to learn more about how to overcome obstacles in your life, how to push past your fears and resistance, and experience live processes like we did today. All right, so thank you, everyone. Have a great weekend. I look forward to seeing you on February 5th. Bye for now.